This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
You know, it's a Friday and we always end it off in conversation with the CCDU right here at Vets. And today on the line, we've got Vinoba Krishna, who is the HIV programs coordinator and advocacy team leader at the CCDU. Good morning, Vinoba. Welcome to the Main Switch.
Hi, good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. So today we're talking about a very sensitive topic here. Just last week, Friday, it was World Prevention Suicide Day. And we are continuing the conversation here on the Main Switch today. And I'll start with the stats, Vinoba. You know, research indicates that 30.6% of students had thoughts of suicide in the past 12 months. 16.6 of those had made a suicide plan, and 2.4% of those had actually attempted suicide. What really has been driving the youth to suicide, would you say?
Well, look, there are quite a few factors, and I was listening in on the show last week as well.
Yes.
And I think my colleague pointed to to an extensive range of factors as well there. But look, particularly students that are within, you know, some kind of tertiary education system are bound to experience a higher degree of stress, particularly within the academic. Given the fact that, COVID has transformed the academic space in so many ways, with regards to academic online, with regards to the kind of social distancing and limited social interactions, all of those place additional amounts of stresses on individuals, especially the youth. And so, it is certainly quite noticeable, the increase, of suicidal ideation, suicidal attempt as well.
All right, let's move away from the students just a bit. You know, some of the rates also state that South African men are committing suicide more than women are. And what is making the South African men more vulnerable, or prone rather, to suicide, especially here comparing to other countries?
Yeah, look, so within our own society, we can look at all the, all the social kind of factors that impact individuals across society, males and females, right? And of course, across the gender spectrum too. Whether it is, again, the idea of, sort of the financial strain, the work environment, the high degree of unemployment, the social fabric of South Africa, all of those put strain on individuals within our society. But men in particular, there are a couple of factors. And so, one of which is, in terms of completed suicide, in terms of actual suicide, part of the reason why men stand, at a higher degree of risk is because they tend to use more lethal means of attempt or suicidal attempt. So, the use of firearms, the use of, weapons, those kind of things place them particularly at risk.
Mm. Look, the other thing that I feel like we can't overlook is there's this tendency, especially within our society, that we have this feeling that men have to be strong. We don't talk about our feelings and we don't bring stuff up, and it just gets pushed deep down.
Yeah.
And for that reason, a lot of men don't actually come forward when they've got issues. You mentioned a couple there. There's finances. There's everything that's going on with society at the moment. So if we do have, brothers, fathers, friends within our community, what are some of the warning signs that we should be looking out for, and behavioral patterns that will give away issues that point towards it?
Perfect. You raise an interesting point. And the point is, the additional factor that places men at risk is particularly, their help-seeking behavior. They cry for help, or their expression of their emotional kind of experience is way limited because of all, again, the culture. You can have a whole big conversation on this as to why men don't express themselves appropriately. But the idea that happens placed them at additional amounts of risk because they don't seek out the assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And so, with men particularly, part of the indicators are slightly, there's subtle shifts, but, it's quite obvious as well. Because you see increased levels of anger. This is how it's sort of demonstrated. You know, increased irritability. They have greater risk-taking behaviors, where it's sort of like reckless driving, etc., those kind of aspects. They're more prone to substance abuse. So those are additional factors that demonstrate, you know, or become warning signs towards suicidality. But there are certainly, you know, warning signs that are just general warning signs, and that also should be noted. You know, issues of sort of like talking or joking or texting about suicidality, depression, the loss of, you know, a sense of routine or a sense of self-care, you know, mood changes, those kind of aspects indicate some level of risk.
Yeah, all of them being warning signs.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is actually where we're going to wrap things up. But if people do want to find out more information, where can they go?
Well, certainly the CCDU is here on campus. Please engage with us, particularly if you're dealing or trying to assist people that you might feel are at risk, or if you yourself are at risk, certainly reach out to the CCDU. We're here in terms of that. Additionally, there is the student helpline, which is a 24-hour helpline. Please, you know, if ever there is that kind of feeling, or if you're not sure what to do again, or, you know, how to assist somebody, call the student helpline, and that is 0800-111-331. Akiso, certainly, as well as SADC, those are also, quite useful resources to access.
We've actually got the number here, so if people do want to get involved with SADC, it's 0800-121314, and it means that you can actually get help at any time. That's a 24-hour line.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vets. By Voice of Vets. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1 or stream via www.vofm.co.za.